This year's meeting at the Swiss resort of Davos is titled The Shifting Power Equation. The theme aims to look not only at emerging economic shifts, such as new world heavyweights, India and China, but also other changes and concerns, instability in the Middle East, for example, or the consequences of global warming. Klaus Schwab, the head of the World Economic Forum that hosts these annual meetings, noted in his opening address that some, but certainly not all of these changes, are positive.
The economy is booming globally, and the signs for this year continue to be promising, but underneath our geopolitical, geoeconomic, and societal developments are many question marks, many risks, many imbalances, many inconsistencies.
The main sessions and many smaller meetings during the next few days will focus on a number of issues: climate change, financial security, aid to Africa, and reviving stalled global trade talks. Trade ministers are due to meet on the sidelines of the Davos Forum on Saturday. In Davos, Chancellor Angela Merkel of Germany, whose country heads the G8 summit this year and is the revolving European Union president, appealed for more economic liberalization and fairer rules of trade. All countries will benefit from both changes, she said, including African ones.
And beyond headlines of the media, we can say for Africa too, more growth, more sensible economic policies means less internal strife, means less armed conflicts. But there is still enormous task to be shouldered. And what we can do is something that we need to do in order to help them, namely to help them to stand on their own feet, to develop their own capacity for peaceful settlements and for solving conflicts peacefully.
The Davos meetings end Sunday. They include representatives from at least 50 countries, along with heads of state like Merkel and British Prime Minister Tony Blair. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.
望网英语网站 www.english.com 欢迎您的光临。